Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
God morgon, här i Headlines. Och vi tar vidare. Vi började igår med Jürgen Klopp. För Liverpool-tränaren fortsätter att dominera rubrikerna i England idag också. Igår meddelade fotbollsförbundet att en utredning inleds efter utvisningen på Klopp för att han skällt ut en domare. Dessutom har Klopp fått kritik för sina uttalanden om statsstödda klubbars obegränsade resurser. Något som Manchester City tolkat som på gränsen till främlingsfientligt. Det köper inte Jürgen Klopp.
Definitely, I don't feel in a specific case I don't feel hit. Definitely, I don't feel in a specific case I don't feel hit at all. I know myself and you cannot hit me with something which is miles away from my personality. If I would be, I still can't remember the word. Well, now I can remember it. I don't say it, but if I would be like this, I would hate myself for being like this. I said a lot of times in my life, I said things and they were a little bit open for misunderstanding. I know that, but not intentionally. It just happens. You say something and then later you realize, oh my God, that could be understood like this. But this is not one of these moments. Was not.
Daily Mail har idag till och med rubriken Klopp. Jag är inte rasist, som det skulle vara rasistiskt att se statsunderstödda klubbar ha fördelar. Hur som helst, enligt Daily Telegraph ska Klopp också vara beredd att ta till rättsliga åtgärder mot de medier som utmålat honom som främlingsfientlig. Eddie Howe, tränare i Newcastle, en av de där statsunderstödda klubbarna, tycker Klopp är fel ute när det gäller just Newcastle.
The club could have gone a totally different way, I'm sure, with the takeover and everything that that came with that takeover and everything that was sort of talked about. I think we've done it in the opposite way. We've done it in a very cool, calm. Our wage bill's been very, very controlled. So we haven't splashed the money that maybe that people thought we would have done initially. So I think what Dan meant with his comment was there's no ceiling to our ambition. I think long term, the club. Huge ambitions, but at the moment the reality of what we're working towards or working with, there is a ceiling because of all the things that I've sat here and explained every week. Financial fair play with.
Dessutom distanserade sig Howe från Klopps uppträdande mot domare och sa att han tänker på att miljontals människor, särskilt barn, tittar på matcherna. Och så pratade Howe Alexander Isak.
Yeah, very frustrating for him as a new player coming to a new league club. You want to make an instant impact, and he did that in the team in those first few games. I thought he was excellent for us. Looked like he was acclimatizing really well. Picked up the injury when he was away with Sweden, and since then been frustrating for him because he felt really, really good. Did a lot of work to get fit, and as always with muscle injuries, they're unpredictable. They're difficult. You can feel great 1 minute and then succumb the next, and that's what happened to him. It's a real shame because he's desperate to make his mark here, but he's young, He's got a long future ahead of him here, and now we need to protect him and make sure he comes back good.
Isak väntas ju inte tillbaka innan VM, och detsamma gäller Pontus Jansson i Brentford som också skadat sig. Dejan Kulusevski kan kanske om ikväll när Tottenham möter Manchester United i så fall sannolikt på bänken. Ett Manchester United för övrigt där Cristiano Ronaldo fortsätter att vara diskussionsämne. Portugisen surade en aning efter att ha blivit utbytt senast, och Erik ten Hag fick förstås frågor om det.
I think none player is happy when he get off, and especially not Ronaldo. I understand that. If as long as it is in a quite normal way, no problem over that. Yes, of course, he has the convincement. He should stay on and he should score a goal. That is why he's that good.
He scored a hat-trick in this fixture last season, so is that in your thoughts ahead of starting him maybe tomorrow?
I know it. But and of course you also when you make a lineup, several facts you count on, but also other facts.
Manchester United Tottenham ikväll alltså. Och så lite andra nyheter från andra delar av Europa. Paul Pogba är tillbaka. Igår var han med i delar av lagträningen med Juventus. Han hoppas kunna spela redan mot Benfica nästa vecka. Men Toto Sport menar att det är mer realistiskt att Pogba är med mot PSG den 2 november. På grund av skada så har ju fransmannen inte debuterat för Juve efter flytten från Manchester United. Italienska morgontidningen La Repubblica uppger att Tottenham erbjuder Antonio Conte ett, vad de kallar, monsterkontrakt för att han ska stanna. Enligt tidningen är det ett kontrakt i 2025 värt 20 miljoner euro om året, alltså ungefär 220 miljoner kronor. Dessutom erbjuder Tottenham honom obegränsad tillgång till marknaden som La Repubblica skriver, alltså med andra ord spelare som Conte vill ha även från de högsta hyllorna. 200 miljoner euro ska han få sätta sprätt på enligt tidningen. Contes nuvarande kontrakt går ut 2023. Avslutningsvis har det varit mycket tandagnissen över Ballon d'Or-placeringar. Vi nämnde ju igår Madrid-tidningarna som tyckte det var ett skämt att Manchester City blev årets lag och Real Madrid bara trea. Thibaut Courtois beklagade sig också att han inte kom bättre än sjua i kampen om Ballon d'Or och tror det har med att han är målvakt att göra. Och till detta kan vi nu lägga att Neymar twittrat att det är ett skämt att Vinicius Junior blev åtta. Minst trea tycker Neymar att brasilianska landslagskollegan skulle vara. Och Lyons damlagstränare tycker det är oförklarligt att Lyon som vann ligan och Champions League inte hade någon spelare med bland de fem bästa. Och i Tyskland så säger Bayern Münchens tränare Julian Nagelsmann att han tycker att både Jamal Musiala och Jude Bellingham hade ett bättre år än Gavi som vann priset som årets unga spelare. Ja, många åsikter och resultat blir även i morgondagens headlines. Tack för att du lyssnat idag.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.